Mike Pompeo, Migrants See Biden's Open Border, Ignore His TV Statements. By Neil Munro on March 24, 2021. Poor migrants are ignoring President Joe Biden's messages about closed borders because they are watching and listening to other migrants who have gotten through the open borders, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said March 24. President Biden has said we don't want them to come. But every action that they've taken has suggested that if you come and if you get here, you will find a way to find work and find opportunity and be able to stay here forever, Pompeo said in an interview with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Pompeo added, when that's the case, they're not going to listen to American messaging. They're going to listen to the text message or the WhatsApp or the email or the phone call they have with their cousin or their family member or their friend who's here and says, come, take the risk. It's worth a try. You can't permit that to be the message that's received because if you do, you will do enormous harm to the migrants. Pompeo's comments echo migrants who keep telling reporters that they use their cell phones to get advice and video from their coyotes and each other about real-world access, entryways, and approvals. A March 20 news article in The Washington Post shows poor migrants are rationally accepting Biden's unspoken offer of easy migration into Americans' jobs, apartments, schools, and society. In the meantime, one clear message has resonated with migrants. The week after Susan Rice's border visit, Rep. Henry Queller, DTX, visited a detention facility for migrant children in Carrizo Springs, Tex, Queller said he asked 16 and 17-year-olds whether they had heard Biden when he said not to come to the United States. The teenagers looked at each other and said no, he recalled. Okay, Queller pressed, what about the messages from friends, neighbors and family saying now was the time to come, were they hearing those? They all raised their hands and said yes, Queller recalled. They said, we see this on TV. We see images of people coming across. We see people coming across, so we're going to do the same thing. This, the migrants told him, is our opportunity to do this. Pompeo was not asked about the economic impact of migration on Americans, but he did emphasize the moral harm being inflicted on migrants by Biden and his pro-migration progressive deputies. It's a national security crisis on our southern border. It is a deep humanitarian crisis. I talked to lots of people who had tried to make that journey and were unsuccessful. And the horrors that they experienced from the coyotes and the cartels that were trafficking them across the border. This, certainly, is not in the best interest of these people who are in difficult situations in Central America, who simply want a better life. In recent days, Biden and his border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, tried to stiffen their message against migration, even as they also are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to set up new welcome and paperwork centers to help more economic migrants stay in the United States. The policy reflects the establishment's long-standing economic strategy of extraction migration. The policy pulls migrants from Mexico and other countries into the U.S. economy, boosting U.S. businesses, but wrecking the economies and political development of Central America. In a March 1 briefing, Mayorkas promised easier access in the future. We are not saying, don't come. We are saying, don't come now, because we will be able to deliver a safe and orderly process to them as quickly as possible. On March 16, Mayorkas delivered the same soon message to migrants, telling ABC that we are also, and critically, sending a message that now is not the time to come to the border. Do not take the journey now. Give us time to build an orderly, safe way to arrive in the United States and make the claims that the law permits you to make. Under public pressure, Mayorkas told ABC News on March 21. The message is quite clear, do not come. The border is closed. The border is secure. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults under the CDC's authority under Title 42 of the United States Code because we are in the midst of a pandemic, and that is a public health imperative. Poor migrants are rationally seeking better lives for themselves and their children. So they exploit legal loopholes and lawyers to get into the United States. They are not American, so they are under little legal or moral pressure to follow U.S. law or customs, or to follow the advice of Biden or establishment business groups. We want people who want to come to the United States to be able to do so legally and quickly and transparently. And unfortunately, what the administration is doing right now is really complicating that, Kevin Roberts, the executive director at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, told Pompeo. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad American opposition to legal migration, labor migration, and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-Democrat, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory. Despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles still pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.